It looked like it was game, set and match for Wimbledon 2020. But thanks to their unique partnership, the flexibility of the IBM cloud, innovative IBM technologies and the agile way they work together, IBM and Wimbledon have reimagined the greatest championships. In just 8 weeks, with a digital fan experience like no other, see how IBM is helping Wimbledon continue their relentless pursuit of greatness at ibm.com/Wimbledon. Let's put smart to work.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast, Thursday, the 2nd of July. Do you know, I've done nothing but sit in front of the computer for 2 days. Actually, that's a lie. I sat in front of it for 15 minutes the other day, but it seems like a lifetime. Then we've got to do invoices and things like that. And I was reminiscing, strangely enough, about all the years that I'd been at LBC, thinking to myself, if my life had gone in a different direction years ago and I'd ended up where I thought I was going to end up, I don't think I'd be working today. I think it's very much, not necessarily a young person's business, but it's far more disposable now because you're as good as your last set of audience figures. And if you get sort of two, as they call it in this business, bad radars, they're going to be looking at changing you because radio stations now thrive on advertising. And you need the advertising, and to get the advertisers, you need good audience figures. And luckily, we've been fairly consistent over the years, so that's a good thing. We never actually dip. All we do is we might level out a little bit for one set of figures, and the next time round it goes up again. And there's no accounting for why you do things, because you don't change the programme. You carry on doing exactly the same as you did before. Not that you've got any strange belief. I've read presenters have gone, oh, I had a belief in what I was doing. Oh, go away and grow up, for God's sake. You're just doing a radio programme. It's like fish and chip newspaper. You know, you have your fish and chips, you throw it away. It's all disposable. It's all disposable. But then after you've been here for sort of a certain number of years, and I think it has to be a certain number of years, and LBC's got a sort of a reputation now of keeping presenters for a long time because you build an audience. You know, your audience goes with you. So if all of a sudden I changed my times, my audience would follow me. People would, you know, I mean, I never thought we'd manage to get people up at 4 a.m, believe you me. If somebody had said to me years and years ago, oh, you'll be doing a show that starts at 4 a.m, I'd be going, yeah, right. And then you think, because I was talking to the newsreader yesterday, David, and we were talking, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but anyway, we were talking about sort of people come up to you and they say, when you're freelance and when it's in the beginning of your career, somebody says, oh, could you do this overnight show? Well, I've heard of presenters who go, I'm not doing overnights. I'm not doing the graveyard shift. And they laughingly refer to it as that. And David said, no. He said, you say yes. He said, and you grab it with both hands and you go, thank you, God. And thank you, programme makers and producers and everything else. Because that's what it is. That's what it means. You never ever go, oh, I couldn't do that. I'm going out this weekend. The pubs are opening. I can't do it. Well, could you do a programme on Sunday morning? Oh, absolutely not. Good Lord. Sunday morning? No, it's I shall be recovering with a hangover. And you go, oh, so you're not really interested in the business, are you? And that's what they would see as somebody not being interested. You've only got to turn down two lots of job things where they're offering you freelance work. And if you're freelance, believe you me, you need to say yes to just about everything. If they say stand on your head with your knickers pulled down to your ankles, that's what you do. Because you have to be sort of a person who loves the business. And if you don't love the business and you're doing it for the money, you're doing it for the wrong reason. God knows I've been on Poverty Street in the past. Not quite Poverty Street, but not far off it. Anyway, who have we got to kick off the programme today? Sadly, it's Colleen Rooney. I'm a bit bored with Colleen Rooney now. I'm a bit bored with dreadful old Becky Vardy. But Colleen's sharing a snap with her kids, Kai, Clay, Kit and Cass. Poor old Cass, honestly. He always gets there at the end of it, doesn't he, really? They're adorable children and they seem very nice. You know, they're all boys. I think so. They are all boys, aren't they? Yes. But and they're cutesies. Why not? They've got their little scooters. Mummy and Daddy are filthy rich. Until, of course, they go to court, in which case then they might not be as rich. Rhianne Sugden. You remember Rhianne? Oh, look, I think I'll do my modelling again. Shall I get my boobs out for you? Yeah, you do that, Rhianne. She has a line of clothing, green lingerie. A sad, tragic person. She broke down in tears over the Vernon Case sexting scandal. Yeah, of course she did. We all cried over that one, love. Mainly for him. I didn't realise anybody could sell you down the river like you did, but that's what you do, isn't it? And then, of course, you had to get your tits out again. That's what people have to do. Prince Charles is surrounded by piglets. He went to Adam Henson's Gloucestershire farm, and Adam had to dress up and look a bit posh. I mean, put it this way, that's actually given him the royal seal of approval. You know, Prince Charles turns up on your farm and looks at wheat and, you know, and the pigs and everything. That's like a seal of approval. Adam Henson would be, you know, that's the sort of thing that Charles likes. Charles is very sweet. Shrinking, but very sweet. And he's sort of, he's into this. But the trouble is, it's like going back 150 years. You know, he lived down in the piglets and the chickens and ducks and things like that. And nowadays, farming is quite cutthroat. They really have to struggle to survive. They really do. Meghan Markle, as you now know, is all over the papers today. My God, she's bitter. God in heaven. She thinks that we made a profit out of her wedding. She thinks it made £1 billion. Where she gets this garbage from, I've got no idea. And she says it raised more than £1 billion in tourist revenue. Nothing to do with you, lovesy. People come to this country because they love us. And her lawyers say the wedding was personally financed by the Prince of Wales. Consulting firm previously said the wedding would provide £300 million of tourism. Perhaps she's just a bit economical with the truth. In fact, I think she's very economical with the truth. She's in court at the moment over this privacy thing, and I just really don't care. Amanda Holden has daughters, Lexi and Holly, and she covers them in flour as she refuses to choose her favourite child in a TikTok challenge. Well, of course you can't pick favourite child. My God, honestly. You've got to be very careful, haven't you, things like that. People can go into a deep, deep depression. Sources telling Vanity Fair, it's another Harry and Meghan Markle story, they would hatch big projects over dinner and expect them to be actioned within days while they were still working royals. And but they've learned from their mistakes, because basically Harry's never had anybody say, no, you can't. Otherwise, he'd throw a bit of a queenie fit. That's what he would do. In fact, we've actually seen it on more than one occasion where Harry's got really cross because nobody's ever said no to him. His father never said no to him. His mother never said no to him. Nobody's ever said they're all sort of not frightened of him, but they're mindful of who he was. Of course, he's nothing to do with the royal family now. So they'd have all this big, OK, let's, like, you know, grow Christmas trees, you know, in the gutter. And that's going to be fantastic. And we'll do this and do that. It was basically a lazy life. You don't have to do anything. He doesn't have to iron. He doesn't have to do anything. Producer said Meghan Markle thinks UK made a profit from a wedding. He's complaining. He hasn't seen any of the money. Do you not get a cheque? Oh, right. Oh, I got a cheque. Obviously, you're not in the right. Well, you're not in the groovy gang, are you? So you wouldn't have got a cheque. We got three cheques. Which is very nice. But, you know, they hatched a big project. The trouble is, Harry is he's living in a bit of a cloud cuckoo land dream world. She was always in a dream world. She was a very, very, very average actress, OK? No big star in America, no nothing at all. Knew nothing about the royal family, doesn't understand how it works. And when, of course, oh, they threw me under the bus and all the rest of it because they didn't protect me during pregnancy. Dear God, what are you, three or something? Try and grow up a little bit. Perhaps we're better off without you and him. Perhaps you can go and stay in America. But of course, as you've got no money, I can't understand why they're not spending it. She apparently is said to have amassed £4 million. It's obviously what they're paying for movies nowadays. And I think he's got about £18 million. Well, why don't you go and buy your own houses? But of course, you're both spongers, aren't you? Molly May cuts a chic figure on a coffee run. She's with her beau. That's another word for boyfriend. And who was I watching the other day? It was on Gogglebox. And they had some of these old tarts on Love Island. The language that was coming out of some of them. Yeah, I'd like to. Oh, what was it? They were sitting there and you've got quite a lot of elderly people on. And I think one of them was talking about fanny flutters. Well, I'd never heard the expression before, but apparently where this poor old tart comes from, this is quite well known. And Georgie Toffolo was trying to explain to Boris's father. What's that? She said, fanny flutters. Who was that? And so she tried to explain to him. She's a real old tart, this one on the Love Island. And I was so grateful because they're gradually all disappearing, slowly but surely. Stacey Solomon is back at the paper today with the bloke who's never had a shave. He's so lined. He's such a bad tan. And he's got that funny candy floss stuck on his head. Yes, little Joe Swash. She admits she couldn't live without him. And, that's the best you can manage, love. That's good for you. I mean, let's face it, he's living in your house, isn't he? Because I don't think he earns much money at all. I don't think he's done anything for ages. But he just looks grubby. You'd want to take him and dip him in a sheep dip. Here we go. Meghan Markle again. I'm so sorry. Names in court papers. The five friends behind the People article about her father, but denies she authorised them to do it and claims she was unprotected by the institution of the royal family. Oh, you are a moaning old Mary, aren't you? Goodness, and moan, 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 moan. You didn't have to pay a penny piece in rent. You didn't have to worry about putting petrol in the car. In fact, you didn't actually have to worry about anything at all. It was all taken away from you. They do things like that. It's the royal family, dear. Try and do your history lessons. Very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. Don't show your ignorance, please. But there's going to be more. Pip Schofield and Holly Willoughby collapse in giggles as he mimics Violet Beauregard trying out a migraine relief cap. I don't even know what Byron... Oh, right. She was... Oh, right. The one with the gum. The one with the gum. I don't remember, actually. Oh, right. Did she sort of go into a big machine and she went... And that, oh, that was all gas... Oh, right. That was somebody else. And so she was a big... Big purple... Oh, right. OK. Did she die? Or she burst. They never actually call it dying in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, do they? They always say, she just burst. And we just put it down to the fact that she exploded. It must have been dreadful. Must have been blood everywhere. Ghastly. But we'll find a picture of her, and then I'll go, oh, that one. Who's she? Oh, Violet Beauregard. Oh, there we go. Who was she played by? Who was she played by? Was she... who? Denise Nickerson. Right, so that was quite clever, wasn't it? Violet Beauregard. One of the five children enter Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Denise Nickerson. It was Anna Sophia Robb in the film as well. There was a 1971 film, then a 2005 film. So she just went purple. Was she the one who was stuffing her face with everything? Is that why?
No, that was another kid.
Oh, there was another kid. Oh, God, they were all doing it, weren't they? Except the adorable little blonde-haired kid. I saw a picture of him the other day. He's now an old man. It's quite depressing to see these people from your childhood. Oh, so that's who she is. Lovely. Thank you. Loose Women's Jane Moore insists women are horrified at the thought of proposing and always want men to pop the question, but has now been accused of misunderstanding feminism. Oh, my godfathers. You know, and Christine Lampard says she's an empowered feminist, but still likes to be asked. I mean, what garbage are these people talking? It's like the Spice Girls, you know, that's girl power. No, it wasn't. There was no girl power at all. They were managed by a man. They were assembled by a man. Where was the girl power? There was none. It was just a load of old codswallop that they sort of put out. They go, oh, right, it's girl power. I'll tell you what you want. No, some feisty old bag fronting the group who was rude and foul-mouthed and everything else. They were put together and managed by a man. There weren't any women behind it. They didn't do anything at all. Catherine Jenkins went along to entertain care home residents with a special live-streamed sing-along. She's ever so pretty. Every time she used to come in here, we'd interview her downstairs in the studio, and people would deliberately walk past the studio to have a look at her to see if she looked as good in the flesh as she does in real life. And the answer is, she does. And she's slim. When I say slim, I mean about... So I was looking at the producer thinking, no, you're definitely not slim. She's sort of about the size of one of your legs, I think. That's how slim she is. Holly Willoughby and Pip get tipsy live on air as they tuck into cocktail. She loves her booze, doesn't she? She loves her booze. Mind you, I think he does as well. I bet he could probably mix a mean bevy. I think she just lies down and Dan, her husband, pours it into her mouth. I don't think it goes any further. Princess Diana Scheff has revealed she didn't enjoy celebrating birthdays because it meant getting older. She would have been 50... Did they say 58 the other day or something? Whatever it was. So they would mark the day with a girl's lunch and no cake or special dishes. So it was 58... 59 she was the other day. 59. Isn't it funny? Lovely, lovely, lovely. Isn't it funny the way things turn out when you look through your life? I remember that so well. Ellen DeGeneres' producers say rumours her show is being cancelled are untrue amid a ratings slump and scandals linked to her off-camera conduct. Now, I've heard this before, and if you remember, you know, once people become huge in America, there is then a group of people who will start making up stories about them. Now, I don't know whether or not the show is being cancelled. I have to be honest, I can't watch it now. She's sitting on a chair in her conservatory and it's bloody boring. It just doesn't work without an audience there in the studio where she's got hair and makeup and everything else. I had heard about the off-camera conduct, but then I'm telling you now for a fact, nobody gets to the top of their profession without upsetting a few people on the way up there. It's just the way it works. We can't do anything about it. It's a case of, you know, listen, the show hinges on Ellen DeGeneres' name. So what she wants, she gets, because she knows how it works. She's making a ratings programme, I think. And she's been doing this since 2003. Kate Garraway makes a rare appearance on social media to congratulate Sarah Jane Mee on her new baby. As GMB stars Derek Draper remains in ICU. And so well done to Sarah Jane Mee. So she's got baby. Everybody's got babies. Why haven't I got a baby? I should have had a baby. I want a baby. Bernie Eccleston, 89, becomes a father for the fourth time as his wife, Fabiana Flossie, gives birth to a baby boy called Ace. So Ace Eccleston. I mean, really. But poor old Bernie. I mean, he's 89, for God's sake. I mean, how many more years can he go? Somebody was talking earlier on, and they were going, oh, but he could live to 120. No, he won't. No, he won't, I promise you. But he does have two daughters, Tamara and Petra. Not the brightest pennies in the box, it has to be said. But, there's no chance he's going to be playing football or cricket with this kid. He's 89! He's 89! Everybody sort of slows down a little bit. I mentioned Olivia de Havilland's birthday the other day, and I'm looking at a picture of her in 2011. She's just turned 104. 104. Stunningly gorgeous. Stunningly gorgeous. Christopher Nolan does allow chairs on the set of his film after Anne Hathaway claimed he had them banned to maximise productivity. People tell the most awful fibbies nowadays. And a spacesuit from 2001 A Space Odyssey is heading to auction. And to be honest with you, most of this stuff is rubbish. But film collectors want it. It was worn by Keir Dulea as Dr. David Bowman in the memorable scene where he enters the Discovery ship antechamber to kill the supercomputer HAL. You ever seen 2001 A Space Odyssey? Space Odyssey? Oh, you should watch it. You'd like it, actually. It's your sort of thing, I should imagine. But the spacesuit, they say, could fetch about $200,000 because it's a bit of memorabilia. The Crown Series 5, Leslie Manville, cast as Princess Margaret, and will play the royal during the darkest years of her life. She did have dark years. I mean, she became a bit of an old floozy. Seriously, she was a bit odd. A little bit odd. Bruno Tonioli will miss the 2020 series here to go to the US version because it comes with a higher salary. And obviously Bruno needs to go and buy some more naff clothing, so he better get the money. Michelle Pfeiffer smears mascara across her upper lip whilst doing her own makeup for an interview. Everybody's suffering with that one. I don't know anybody on television who's going, I really enjoy doing my own makeup. Vogue Williams insists she won't be taking maternity leave for her Sunday morning radio show here at Global. They'll just put some paper down in the corner and she'll sort of give birth and then just carry on with the links, I suppose. But this will be the second child. She will entrust Spencer Matthews with childcare because he hasn't got anything to do at the moment. Ringo Starr is set to reunite with Paul McCartney to mark Ringo Starr's which birthday? 80th. His 80th birthday. It's unbelievable. Oh, and they're going to start filming Naked Attraction again. Producer breathes a sigh of relief. It's the only thing you could justify. It's on the television. It must be okay. So this is following the COVID-19 shutdown. And they've had to have their pods disinfected. But that's okay. Because let's face it, it's only their feet. They're not exactly sitting on the bloody thing, are they? Oh, so sorry. I shouldn't have used that word, thing. And they've got, I mean, to be honest with you, I think you've got to be some sort of exhibitionist if you want to stand on television stark naked. I mean, it's just, no amount of money in the world would ever get me to stand there. And then they stand in front of each other and have a conversation like it's perfectly normal. Yes, it's very nice. Thank you. I'm sorry I didn't get picked, but, you know. And then they embrace, but without pushing too much in the nether regions, because that could be a bit embarrassing. In fact, we nearly had a bit of a faux pas the other day when some poor bloke, I thought, wait a minute, that looks like it's moving. And so I turned channels. I watched something. What did I turn off on Gogglebox? I turned something. I had to turn it off because it was so disgusting. It was really something so awful. And Sir Paul McCartney wants live music to continue. 1,500 acts, including Rolling Stones, Ed Sheeran and Coldplay, have signed a letter urging the government to save the industry. Listen, you heard my list this morning. Yesterday, 6,000 jobs went. 6,000 jobs. You know, that's what we're dealing with, including Harrods. And they're owned by one of the richest families in the world. And they're shedding 700 people. Told you. Getting worse. This is going to come back. And all those people who sat on the beach in Bournemouth, I wish you the very best of luck. All the people who went to the parties, I wish you the very best of luck. The people who went to the illegal raves, I wish you the very best of luck. Because I'm telling you, this is coming back and you're going to see numbers the like of which you've never seen before. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. I hope you can join me, because it wouldn't be the same without you. So take care of yourselves. Stay out of the... well, we had a bit of rain yesterday and then sort of... And I bought a new X-hose. In fact, I bought two because I need 100 foot. And it's very small, and then you put the water and all of a sudden it just expands to 100 feet long. You ever seen one before? Don't get out, do you? And so I should be watering again today. It's lovely, actually. I love it. Because I had one before, but I'd had it about 4 or 5 years, and they go a bit manky. So 60 quid, and I bought myself a new hose, which doesn't kink or do anything else. So there you go. But accept no substitutes, because there's loads of fake ones out there, which you'll find on the markets. Anyway, have a great day. Stay safe. I'll be with you tomorrow morning. Till then, bye-bye.